I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXZY Radio, remembers the Stackpole Carbon Company. If you grew up in Kane in the post-World War II era, the name Stackpole evokes a company with deep roots in the history of our town. You think of the products they made, such as the multicolor resistors, the carbon motor brushes, and powerful ceramic magnets. And you remember Stackpole's strong local support of bowling teams, the community chest, college scholarships, blood drives, providing summer employment for victims of polio, and the generous contributions to the community hospital. At one time, Stackpole employed more than 600 workers on the hilltop in the early 1960s. Company records indicate that Stackpole Corporation was founded in St. Mary's in 1906 by Harry C. Stackpole, an assistant bank cashier, and his father-in-law, Pennsylvania State Senator James Knox Polk Hall. With the assistance of a carbon and battery expert, W.J. Mills, the company used the carbon electrodes and carbon flour supplied by the nearby Speer Carbon Company. By 1912, Stackpole began manufacturing its own raw materials to produce carbon brushes and cylinders for wet cell batteries. Accordingly, the company changed its name to the Stackpole Carbon Company. According to historical records on file at Penn State University Libraries, the Stackpole Carbon Company responded to emerging technologies and the defense needs of two world wars by growing from its small town beginnings to having production facilities in several states and Canada. Over the years, the company manufactured many specialized components from carbon, graphite, ferrites, and powdered metals for developing American industries, including the transportation, electronics, appliance, packaging, aerospace, and industrial machinery markets. In 1915, the company began its first association with the automotive industry when its brushes were approved by the Electric Autolite Company for starters and generators in the Overland automobile. In 1920, Stackpole strengthened its association with the automotive industry when it contracted to supply brushes for starters and generators for the Ford Motor Company's Model T. In 1922, Stackpole sold its battery business to concentrate on carbon products. Changing gears in 1928, Stackpole again responded to advancing technologies by manufacturing fixed composition resistors used by radio manufacturers to replace batteries with new AC power sources. A smart move. In 1932, the company produced resistors for volume and tone controls in radios, as it later would for television stereos and high fidelity systems. In 1933, Stackpole's reputation was so well known that it produced, upon request, communication parts for Admiral Richard E. Byrd's second Antarctic expedition. In 1939, O.F. Bricker of Irwin, Pennsylvania, designed for a Christmas card the familiar S-Man, the well-known figure Stackpole would adopt as its logo in 1942. One of Stackpole's most notable contributions to the war effort was its production of the high-altitude generator brush developed by Westinghouse that allowed Allied bombers to fly daytime raids at high altitudes and low temperatures. Immediately after the war, Stackpole intensified its research and engineering programs and introduced several new products. In 1946, it began to manufacture improved fixed capacitors. And in 1947, it introduced soft ferrite or ceramag parts for television and ceramic resistors for automobile spark plugs. In 1950, Stackpole arrived on the scene in Kane, setting up a modest resistor production plant at the site of the former Sakura Mills factory on Pine Street. When its output and workforce grew too large for that space in 1951, the company moved into Building 2 on Poplar Street, and by 1956 also utilized Plant Number 3 along Wetmore Avenue. In 1957, Stackpole built the new plant, Plant Number 4, on Elk Avenue, the former site of the ill-fated Truscan Steel Products building that burned in 1950, and before that, the early Kane window glass works. By the late 1970s, the Stackpole headquarters had moved from St. Mary's to Boston. In the 1980s, the global economy increasingly affected the carbon and powdered metallurgy industries, and national and international conglomerates began to acquire valuable locally managed businesses like Stackpole. During this time, Stackpole began to sell off its operations. By 1989, the St. Mary's plant had divested its records, and by 1992, it had closed. While the Saramag plant on Elk Avenue in Kane made a final unsuccessful run as Kane Magnetics, there is scant evidence left on the hilltop today of the once proud and successful Stackpole Carbon Company. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.